Welcome back to Navasota. This is the Texas Farm Bureau Insurance Coaches Show with Coach Lee Fedora as we kick off the 2015 season. And Coach, you'll have to forgive me. I've been out of state for 3 years, but I have been following your success for those 3 years. And I know that like any coach, you want to talk about what's coming up. And today specifically, you want to talk about the game coming up tonight here at home. But still got to be one of the last to congratulate you on accomplishing really all of your team's goals last year. Each Friday night you had a goal, you accomplished each one of them, and then in the end you got another state championship. Congratulations, and sort of take us back to that great feeling in Arlington last year.
I appreciate it. It is a great honor to take a program and get to that level. You know, I always said I want to be known in a program, and that's not myself, that's our entire program, to be known around the state of Texas, and we're getting to that role. And it was a great honor last year, you know, to be able to win a state championship, hold that trophy up. You know, we always talk about preseason rankings, and it's a great honor. It shows where your program's at, but that ranking that only matters is at the end. And that's not about, you know, the kids that are with us right now. It's about all the years past, those kids putting in that work and giving that effort to get that. And definitely got to give a shout out to our community, because the, you know, Rattler Nation's unbelievable, supporting our kids and being at games. And, you know, it was exciting time, and, you know, everybody got to watch that game and saw how close it was, but it showed our toughness of our kids handling adversity and dealing with it and finishing the game.
Your returners from last season, what do you think they bring, not just from the season, but from that last game? What a game it was, a double overtime win over Argyle, I believe it was. So your returners coming back, I guess they still have that enthusiasm and competitive edge, at least you hope they do, for tonight and the rest of this season.
Well, I think the great thing when you look back at the, you know, just the last 3 years winning two state championships, you know, so when you add it up with the number of our seniors and juniors that are playing on this team, a lot of those guys have played a full extra year of practice due to the fact of all the playoffs and getting that opportunity and seeing those big games and getting that atmosphere. So the guys that we've got coming back that are starters on our team, you know, they bring the understanding of the fact that last year was last year and this is the new year. We have a line of pictures up in our weight room. Mm-hmm. That the only way their team gets a picture up there is if they win a championship. That could be a district championship, whatever championship it is. If they don't get it, then it doesn't go up on the board. And, you know, we've had now, when you look at it, this is starting my 11th year, and the last 8 years, there's a picture on the wall. And I told these seniors, you don't want to be the one that leaves that blank there that doesn't have a picture up there by winning a championship. And that starts with tonight's game. We've got to find a way to be 1-0.
So you use the success as incentive going on. This will be the second time that you have started a season after the state championship. How do you coach a little bit different in a situation like that to make sure that they realize that that championship trophy is locked, it's in the trophy case, and we got work to do?
Well, I can tell you it helped from what we had in 2013, and we as a coaching staff must not have been hard enough on our kids. They kind of let that get to their head thinking it was going to happen again. And then we go to Corsicana and play Carthage, and everybody saw what they did to us. And, you know, what we told our kids, last year is over with. It's time for this year. Everybody can rank us what they want, but we've got to be prepared. And so I can tell you from the first day of two-a-days, you know, our coaches, we've been hard on them. We told every kid, you know, you're not a starter on this team until you prove yourself. And I know a lot of people would think, how could you say that to a guy like Shelton Epler that, you know, is a preseason All-American, and Trendavian Dixon, who broke national record. But both of those will tell you, they knew coming in, they got to prove themselves and work. And I think all that's doing is getting them ready for a season.
Coach, let's talk about this game tonight. For people that don't remember from last year, talk about how this all came about. I know it's a lot of fun for the team that's coming from Monterey, and it's a lot of fun for you. Sort of take us back a year ago, sort of how this scheduling all came about.
Well, you know, I'm getting ready to start my 18th year as a head coach, and always when we had realignment, within an hour, 2 hours after realignment, I was able to get my game set and done. Well, this last realignment, I couldn't find anybody. It took 88 days, and finally, just out of the blue, we got a phone call from coach from Nuevo Laredo saying, you know, they'd be interested in playing and this and that, and we jumped all over it. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, I'd love to stay in the state of Texas and playing those teams. But the way I looked at it, it was great in the fact that we knew nothing about them. I mean, you know, there wasn't really any exchanging of film or all that. We knew they played some teams in Texas. But one thing I will say about that group, very well-coached team, very respectful young men. And so it's a neat deal to play a team that we really know nothing about, because all we could do this year was watch the film of the game we played last year. Doesn't mean it's going to be the same team. So, you know, we prepared for the shotgun and the spread. Who knows? They may come out in the wing tee and that, but that's what adversity is, and we got to adjust on the sideline and get ready for it.
Are there any situations where adjustments need to be made as far as the way the game is played, as far as the rules and things like that? I guess you're playing by UIL rules all the way. Is that something that they're accustomed to?
Well, they play a lot of games in the state of Texas, and talking to their coach, they understand when they come here, we got to go by UIL rules and this and that. So they're 100% behind it. And I'll tell you, you'll see their coaching staff at coaching school. You'll see them in a lot of clinics at San Angelo Clinic. They came down for the Lone Star Clinic. What was neat about their staff last year after our game, they spent about an hour and a half in our coach's office talking ball and going over our game plan and how we prepare for teams and that. And so it's having that relationship, which is good, and they understand the UIL and what the rules are, and they play by it and abide by it.
I know you've been contacted by the media, as well you should, as defending state champion, so I'm going to let you sort of tell us what you tell them when you talk about your football team. Let's start with the offensive side of the football and talk about some of the leaders, some of the seniors, some of the key people that you have coming back.
Well, you know, we got five returning on offense, and everybody can talk about the number of points we put on the board and this and that, and that's a great honor, but it starts with up front. You got to have the guys up front. You can have the best athletes in the world, but if the up front can't block for them, it's going to be a tough year. And that's going to be a place that we've got a lot of work to do, because we graduated three seniors off that offensive line. But, you know, we have guys like Dorian Myers back at center, which, you know, is good not to lose a center because of getting the snap and timing down and all that. And then we've got Cal Bauer that started for us at right tackle that's going to move over to left tackle. And then in the skill position, that's where, you know, we've got our quarterback, Shelton Epler, back, who threw for 71 touchdowns, and he understands our offense. It's like having another coach on the field. And then we've got a receiver in Trendavian Dixon, you know, who broke national records last year. But when you talk to him and you can see it's not about his records, everybody's been asking him, do you think you'll do it again this year? He said, all I'm worrying about is our first win, and that's what we got to do. And then we've got another receiver back in Sammy Blair. We are going to hold him out for a while. He's got a little tweaked hamstring, so we got to get him back 100% healthy. But you know, that's pretty much our offense, and we got a lot of young guys stepping in. But again, on that being young guys, they have been a part of our scout team in all these years of playoffs, and so they understand it, and we've got to go in, and we may keep it simple early on just to make sure everybody's on the same page.
All right, let's go to the other side and talk about your defense.
Well, defense, again, you know, I've always said this, offense is going to win a lot of games. Defense is going to win your championships. And, you know, the plus on us on defense is we've got five back. Two of them are at linebacker, and then we've got three on the defensive line. So, you know, in our front seven, we got five guys back. With the scary part, we graduated every secondary. So a lot of young guys in the secondary, and you know as well as I do, that's where communication's got to take place, because teams can hurt you in the secondary. But, you know, when you look at our front line, we got Christian Jones back on the front line. We've got Jonathan Flores, and we got Jabril Hunter, who's getting a lot of looks because his height and size, he's going to be outstanding. Two of our leaders at linebacker and Taylor Soto and DJ Harris. So there's our five. I wish I could name off some secondary guys, but we don't have them. And so, you know, that was great for 7-on-7. I'm not a big 7-on-7 fan. It's great for those kids to get around, but it was really good this year to get some young guys out there and having to figure out seeing routes and doing that type deal.
All right, we're out of time now, but next week we're going to come back and we're going to let you talk specifically about your kicking game and your special teams also. But thanks for visiting with us, and good luck tonight.
Sounds great. Hope everybody enjoys the game tonight.
All right, that's Coach Lee Fedora, and this is the Texas Farm Bureau Insurance Coaches Show. Tim Snettler and I will be back. Get you ready to kick this off. It's not Friday Night Lights. It's Saturday Night Lights right here in Navasota. I'm Tom Turbeville. We'll be back.